Mark. I don't know how I'm going to get on because I couldn't talk yesterday. I was going to ring one of the brothers and I thought, I'm not going to do it because I keep ringing them at the last minute. And I don't like doing that, but hopefully you can hear me enough. Have you ever seen the movie with Norman Wisdom? And he's playing two parts and he's singing. And then he swaps parts with the other boy and he comes out and the woman says, "You're like an old frog." And he says, "Kind of flog on the float." And he goes in to change and then the other boy comes out again. So I don't know which one you're going to get this morning, kind of flog on the float. But the Lord bless you. God bless you. Let's turn to the Word of God, and it's good to see Gary and the family again. And each one, Laurie rang me yesterday. And I had to get Sharon to take the phone, couldn't talk at all. I'm a lot better this morning. I feel all right, it's just hoarse. But God's good, isn't it? I just want to share with you some scriptures on communion. And then we're going to do communion this morning. Just remember the Lord. Let's read Hebrews 11, verse 27, 28. Hebrews 11. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch him. Let's just bow again for a moment this morning. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your mercy, for your grace, Lord Jesus. Lord, I need your help this morning. Just take the promised Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Pray you'll touch people in this room this morning. Lord, as we can come around this communion table to remember you, what you've done for us on the cross, your precious blood, as we take this bread, the wine, may it be a manifestation of people's lives in this room, of your healing power. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your word to our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated, praise God. Moses, you know, was obedient. Moses kept the Passover. Moses delivered it as a divine ordinance to the people. And God was the ordainer of it. This celebration of the Passover for Moses, he observed it in his own person. And he got everybody else to observe it. So Moses did it, and the people did it. And our Bible says that Moses was obedient to keep this Passover. And this passing over, what it means is the death angel was the Passover. And God gave them the remedy for the death angel, the Passover, and the remedy was the blood. And what I said this morning, and I said it last week at Mountain Lodge, C.H. Spurgeon said, a preacher that does not preach the blood of Jesus, don't go to hear him twice. Once is enough. Amen. The Bible speaks of the blood of Jesus. And even in the Old Testament, when the blood was applied, the death angel passed over. Moses observed it. The people observed it. Exodus 12, verse 11 to 13, you can read about it. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The blood's to be in the doorposts of your houses. And we have a spiritual blood on us this morning, haven't we? Amen. And not just a spiritual blood, but the life of the blood is the Holy Ghost. That's the life of the blood. And that life of that blood comes on every believer. And that's God's life, the Zoe life of God. And when Christ's blood cell broke on the cross and that life come back in the true believer, and that makes you live, not just living here, but eternally. Amen. Eternal life. Also, in reference to, it talks about the after times, to put people in mind of God's Passover after times. God saying, after this, remember them. And here this morning, we remember the Lord's table after it. We're to keep remembering it. And we're to keep remembering it till the Lord comes. And the Jews to this day remember this Passover. And they take the bitter herbs to remember them, the bondage they were in. And the lamb, and nothing of that lamb was to be left. They're to eat all of it, not leave none of it. That's what God's instructions were. And as we come, look what God could do for them under the Old Testament. In Exodus 12, 27 and 28, that ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the house of the children of Israel, Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did. God gives us instructions, but we have to obey them. There's instructions. There's instructions to get saved. There's instructions to be healed. How many believes that? Mark 16's instructions, lay hands on the sick. The book of James' instructions. To get saved, what's the instructions? Call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Acts 2:38's instructions. How to have your sins remitted. Not a priest down the road, what's the name of Jesus Christ in our baptism? It's God's instructions. This is a time, you know, for us to think back and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. We're reminded that the Last Supper, how he instituted communion. Jesus instituted communion. Now, William Branham said there's three things left the church. Communion, water baptism, and feet washing. That's the three things that's left to the church. Well, them's three things we're to do. Now, I know the feet washing's difficult. Well, we don't own the hall and stuff, but we maybe should still do it. We should start doing it. Because the early church did it. The disciples did it. Jesus did it. And they washed one another's feet. And the early church did it. And I know a lot of churches don't do it, but it's scriptural. And it's one of the things left the church that we're to do till the Lord comes. These are things that is instituted. As people mix a big ado of things that's not instituted. But we should keep the things that are instituted till us as Christians, isn't that right? You know, I believe there's healing in communion. I believe that with all my heart. Jesus Christ was God's response to man's need for forgiveness and healing. Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb. I preached at Mountain Lodge on the five wounds of Christ, and a lot of people responded for healing. And I believe the Lord touched people. And Jesus is our healer. And when you take those five wounds, he was wounded for our transgressions, and with his stripes, we're healed. You say, Brother Tom, you're up there this morning and you're preaching, and you're not that well yourself. I know. That's why I'm here. I believe the Lord's a healer. And I believe the Lord can heal me. And that God can heal you. And I know we're prone to a lot of, let's remember, probably this is my own making, sitting out in the dumper in the frost. Hasn't helped things. But even if it is, God can still heal me. God can still heal you. Even if your own making, God can do it. I believe that. He's a healer. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover Lamb, is sacrificed for us. So Christ is identified in Scripture as our Passover Lamb. So just as they had a Passover Lamb, and the blood of that Lamb made the death angel go over them, Jesus Christ is our Passover Lamb. And his blood makes the death angel go over us. Praise God. You see, the night before he died, Jesus gathered all his disciples to celebrate the last time the great Passover feast. And as they ate, they remembered the nation's physical deliverance from Egypt slavery. They remembered it. And we're to remember it. Then Jesus called the group's attention to even a greater spiritual deliverance that was imminent. to help them and to remember this wonderful gift of salvation. That's what we're here for this morning, because of the wonderful gift of salvation. Jesus instituted a new and different memorial meal, and that was the bread and the wine. He instituted it. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord's Supper, we call it. Now I know there's a lot of people, and they say you have to do it in the evening. Some of them say you have to do it in the morning. But I can show you from the Bible, you can do it as often as you meet. So if you meet in the morning, you can do it. If you meet in the evening, you can do it. Because the Bible says as often as you meet, you can actually do communion. If I could go over to Brother Larry's house and have communion, couldn't I, Brother? Brother Gary's house and have communion. They met in houses and had communion in the early church. That's how they did it. So there's no set and fast way to do it. But when you're doing it, you're remembering the Lord. That's what you're doing, you're remembering the Lord. You know, a lot of pastors visit older sick people and they do communion with them. Because they're remembering the Lord. Maybe they're not able to come to church. They're remembering the Lord. It's good to remember the Lord. So all about remembering the Lord this morning. Forgiveness and the healing and the Lord's Supper. You know that this Lord's Supper's communion, it also points to the cross, to the resurrection. All that God's done for us. You know, when you think back in these children of Israel, you know, what does it mean to us today as our Passover? To better understand, we need to look back at them. And when we look back at them, how God delivered them, and how the blood on the doorposts represented their deliverance, didn't it? When I see the blood, God required to see the blood. The father of the house, it wasn't important that he seen it. God had to see it. And it had to be in the doorpost. Now God wants the blood of Jesus to go in your heart. He wants you as an individual to have that blood mark, the blood stamp, so that he can see the blood on you. Then the death angel has to pass over. You can read through Exodus 12, verse 3 to 6. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers as a lamb for an house. And it goes on to tell you in verse 6, and ye shall keep it on up to the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two sides of the posts, of the upper doorposts of the house, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh that night, and roast with fire and unleavened bread. On every single one of these things, there's a message in it. There's a message in every, on the fire and the bread, everything, there's a message in it. And it's all about the Lord. And ye shall keep it the 14th day of the same month, the whole assembly, the congregation of Israel, kill it in the evening. And you know, Jesus is our evening sacrifice. He's evening sacrifice, and he's a morning sacrifice. He's everything we need this morning is in Christ. Every single thing we need. They shall take the blood, strike at the two posts, the upper door posts, and the houses. And they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. Bitter herbs shall eat it. God will remember them with these herbs when you come out of. Every time you eat the bitter herbs, you'll remember when you come out of. But as you take this communion this morning, I want you to remember what you come out of. Some of you mightn't have come out of much. You mightn't think you did. But the Lord has spared people that's here this morning. I came out of a jail cell. In jail. Go down the wrong road. A lot of fellas I chummed was dead and they're gone. There's a young fella, Bonbridge, the other week, arrested for killing a young woman, 32 years of age. We had a brother stood in that hole no more than 2 months ago, asked us to pray for him. He told us, he knows that young man, he knows the road he's going down. That young man's grandfather used to sing and preach. He was a godly man. His mother, his grandmother, sorry. But he's murdered a woman. He's going to do life imprisonment. Gone down the wrong road. Now you can't sit and say, "Boys, I'd never do that." Any person's capable of anything if God just lifts his hand. Always remember that. Nebuchadnezzar is a perfect example. God took his hand and he was like a wild animal. And then later God put his hand back on him, didn't he? And he praised to the Most High God. And we're going to thank the Lord this morning. The Lord's hand's on us. He's delivered us. Forgiveness. The blood redeeming the children of Israel from the destroyer. That's deliverance. That's redemption. And the blood of Jesus has redeemed us from the destroyer. That's redemption. Lady of Healing, where the lamb's body was broken physically, wholeness to them that ate it. Physical wholeness to them that ate it. When the children of Israel, after eating the Passover lamb, every one of them was in excellent health. Isn't that right? Psalms 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among them. And you can say it, I guess, wavering or stumbling. Not one of them wavered, not one of them stumbled. Every person among their tribes was well. There was nobody coming bad, ill, because of the power in this redemption. Because of the power in this lamb that they ate. And because of what God said to Moses. And they obeyed it. And Jesus Christ surely has more power than a natural lamb. And the blood of Jesus Christ surely has more power than a natural lamb. And the Bible says he's the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. Forgiveness, healing, spiritual, physical wholeness, wellness. You know, sin is broken fellowship with God. It's not what sin is. It's broken fellowship with God. Sin separates us from God. But the blood of Jesus Christ brings us back into fellowship with God. When we are born again, we receive sins forgiven. Acts 2:38, remission of sins through that name. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you're taking the name. Your sins are gone. Romans 3:25 says, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood. This is the only thing that pleased God, was Christ himself. No man could please God, but Christ pleased God. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins were passed through the forbearance of God. Jesus Christ pleased God. And if we sin after this time, we confess our sins. 1 John 1:9, he's faithful to forgive us our sins. And you know, when you're saved, you can commit sins. Somebody believes that. But you don't willfully maybe do things, but sometimes you make a mistake. But the blood of Jesus lays there for us. Spiritual wholeness. You know, when we believe with spiritual wholeness, and we can claim healing in Christ, 1 Peter 2:24, his own self bear our sins in his body, on the tree that we've been dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes, wounds, we were healed. Psalms 103, verse 3 says, forgiveth all thine iniquities, that's your sins, and who healeth all your diseases. So we take a communion this morning. I want you to remember the Lord. And I'm not been long this morning. And even if I hadn't been hoarse, I didn't want to be long. I want to give time. I believe we need a bit more time around the communion. How many agrees with us this morning that you can really thank the Lord? Tell the Lord that you want to thank him. He's delivered you. You could have been on the corner this morning, drugged out. You could have been an alcoholic. Anything. I don't know. But the Lord spared you. You're here this morning by God's choosing. The Lord sought you and he bought you. Now you had to respond to it. But it was God gave me the mercy to respond, wasn't it? Let me read you this communion scripture, and then we're going to come around the Lord's table. And I'm going to get the brothers to come in a moment. And the Lord bless you all this morning. I appreciate each one. Brother Mark's going to be preaching tonight. I'm going to Brother Frank's to preach in a few weeks' time, but I'll announce that beforehand. Then next Sunday morning, we have the communion, a dedication of Eli next Sunday morning. We're praying for all the meetings. Thursday night, we're hoping we'll be here this Thursday night. The weather's been atrocious. And you know, I was traveling on the roads out where we live. It was 9 below some mornings out by Cates Bridge. It's cold out there, sister. You know, people used to joke about Cates Bridge being the coldest place in Ireland. Well, I can definitely tell you that's the truth. It's cold. It is cold. But thank the Lord that there's four seasons. The sooner I get out of this one, the better. Let's come around this morning, praise God. Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is a new testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, he eateth and drinketh damnation till himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly amongst you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged of the Lord. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned of the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask brothers and brothers to come. Praise the Lord. Now, your brother Mark. So, well, then, you know, I tell you, do you remember I said a few weeks ago, a few while back, I went deaf in one ear, thing. So I was praying for me in the meeting. And on the Monday morning, the ear opened. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I went deaf at the gate. And I said, the devil, you're a liar. I'm not taking it. You can have it back. The Lord touched my ear. You went out, someone and maybe it's come back. God can heal you again. I want to tell you that. You pray with them.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, to bless this bread and wine, Lord, to each and every one now, Lord, as we remember the sacrifice, Lord, which you've done for us all, Lord. Lord, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ now, Lord. Lord, I pray that there will be healing virtue, Lord, even in this mere outward appearance, Lord, of what we're doing today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that when people take this bread and wine, Lord, that you'll touch their body, Lord. If they need healing, Lord, let the healing power, your name is as ointment, poured forth. Let that anointing power run through every fibre of the body right now in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll touch the pastor this morning. We rebuke this, Lord, that has come upon him, Lord, and we cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, when he takes this now this morning, Lord, let the healing power of God flow over him also and give him strength, Lord, and encourage him. Keep your hand upon him and his whole family, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we ask the Lord. Amen. Amen.